We all make plans for our lives, careers, goals, the way we think things should go. But sometimes, when our plans seem to fall apart, that's when we see God's plan falling together. If you ask Sean Wilkinson, ministry was never part of his plan. "This is the absolute last thing I ever thought I'd be doing," he said. Sean's background wasn't in theology or church work. He explained, "I went to university, took kinesiology, and became a teacher. I was an educator for a few years, and then I went into the corporate world." For 17 years, Sean built a solid career and a comfortable life. But when the pandemic hit, he began to feel something stirring inside. "I just felt like God was speaking to me. It was kind of on my heart to do something in ministry, and I didn't want to do ministry," he admitted. "I wanted to go back to the corporate world, but I still felt as though God was pointing me in the direction of ministry." So Sean began exploring ministry positions and went through a few interviews, but nothing seemed to move forward. "I was frustrated with God," he remembers. He asked God, "What are you doing? Why aren't you opening these doors?" Then came an unexpected phone call from Alpha Canada. Referring to a position he had applied for, she said, "That wasn't going to work out, and I couldn't stop thinking about you." She mentioned a new opportunity that involved prison ministry. It was something Sean had never imagined himself doing. Before saying yes, he decided he would go and visit a prison for the very first time. "I remembered sitting in my car about to go into this prison for the first time and just kind of praying and saying, 'God, I need you to speak to me now like I'm a two-year-old because I don't get it.'" Inside Dorchester Penitentiary, Sean met a group of men who were taking Alpha. One moment in particular changed everything for him. One of the inmates said to him, "I want to thank you, Sean, for taking your time and coming in to spend your afternoon with us." "And that hit me," he said. "There was a genuineness about it, and my heart just broke. I walked out of there knowing my heart had changed." That day, Sean knew that God was calling him into something new. Today, he serves as the National Director of Alpha for Prisons, helping others experience that same hope and freedom he witnessed that day. "Anybody can do this," Sean says. "You don't have to have prison ministry experience. If you've got the heart and God is calling you, He will equip you to do it." In Sean's words, it's not about building a bank account. It's about building the kingdom. Proverbs 16:9 says, "In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." For Inspire FM, I'm Julie McGuire.